top of the morning to you. Time again for Moments of Melody. 5 minutes of pearls and parables for you at the beginning of the day. I wonder if you've heard about the story of Martin Dalton. He died at the age of 91. Now that's not too amazing. But he served 63 of those years behind the bars of a prison, and 30 of those were of his own choosing. After he had served 33 years, they were ready to give him a pardon. He had dreamed of being released, but now that it was a reality, he wasn't so sure. Things had changed since he entered prison in 1897. Instead of horses and buggies, there were cars whizzing by on the streets, plus other radical changes in the way of life. He became bewildered. He asked the prison officials if he could just live on in the prison, and they allowed him to return to his cell. The Supreme Court once handed down this decision: a pardon is a paper, the value of which depends upon the acceptance by the person implicated. It is hardly to be supposed that the one under sentence of death would refuse to accept a pardon, but if it is refused, it is no pardon. My friend, God offers you a complete pardon from sin. The Lord Jesus paid the price for your pardon on the cross of Calvary. We read this good news in the sacred scriptures. However, you must accept the pardon. This calls for a definite act of decision on your part. Have you accepted the pardon that God offers you? Now here is God's word for your day. We hope that you can pause for a few moments as we read. This is St. Paul's letter to the Galatians. You can see from this that the real children of Abraham are all men of faith who truly trust in God. What's more, the scriptures looked forward to this time when God would save the Gentiles also through their faith. God told Abraham about this long ago, and he said, "I will bless those in every nation who trust in me as you do." And so it is. All who trust in Christ share the same blessing Abraham received. Yes, and those who depend on Jewish laws to save them are under God's curse. For the scriptures say very clearly, "Cursed is everyone who at any time breaks a single one of these laws that are written in God's book of the law." Consequently, it is clear that no one can ever win God's favor by trying to keep the Jewish laws, because God has said that the only way we can be right in His sight is by faith. How different from this way of faith is the way of the law, which says that a man is saved by obeying every law of God without one slip. But Christ, who brought us out from under the doom of that impossible system, by taking the curse for our wrongdoing upon himself, for it is written in the Old Testament, "Anyone who is hanged on a tree is cursed," as Jesus was on the wooden cross. Now God can bless the Gentiles too with this same blessing he promised to Abraham, and all of us as Christians can have the promised Holy Spirit through his faith.